The coastal resort town of Mexico Beach, Florida, suffered some of the worst damage from Hurricane Michael. 80 miles to the west, Alligator Point, Florida, hasn't fared much better. Sean Kearns returned there last night after evacuating to Jacksonville, and we've got him on the line now. Sean, thank you for speaking with us under these circumstances. How are you holding up?
We're doing well. Yeah, we're a good community out here. We know that hurricanes can come. We live on the Gulf of Mexico, and we prepare for them. We evacuate, we come back, we clean up, and we go on.
I've seen pictures of your community, though. It does not look good. The roads are buckling, houses wiped off their foundations. Is your home okay?
Yeah, we have our home is 15 feet in the air on about 16 concrete pilings driven way into the ground. So we had no structural damage whatsoever. The water came up about 6 feet. We have underneath the house storage that smells like fish, and we're trying to clean that out now. But a lot of mud, you know, it was 6 feet of water. So and it's gone away, but you can imagine what it looks like.
Yeah. And your neighbors?
Some of our neighbors fared well. Some of them, you know, like you're saying, the houses fell off their foundations. Some left theirs. There's boats and boat motors in the roads.
And now you're living there again. Do you have the basics, like running water?
Yeah, the water's back onto the houses, but they're not onto the fire hydrants because that main is broken in a few places in the roads. But we have running water. We have a generator. We have a little window air conditioner unit, so we just locked ourselves in one of the small rooms and turn on the air conditioner and keep our phones charged. We communicate with family, and we've got the refrigerator running.
So you're on a generator. The power is out, though.
Yeah, there won't be power out here for a while.
Yeah. Now, you're a firefighter on the volunteer department there in Alligator Point. Are you in first responder mode at all at this point, going around from house to house, making sure that everyone's okay? Or are people able to get the help that they need?
Yeah, we did. We split up and walked the houses yesterday. We took the chainsaws out and cleared the trees out of the road. We don't have any radio communication with Franklin County Dispatch, so if someone calls 911, we're not going to get a typical page or radio call. So we're working off one old 800 megahertz walkie-talkie that they can call us on, and I have that, and then I would text or start making a phone call to other volunteers.
Some people will ask themselves long-term, big-picture questions about whether or not they want to stay in a place like where you live after a huge hurricane like this. But I also imagine that to a certain extent, you just have to go minute-to-minute, hour-by-hour, as this cleanup continues. What's next for you today? When we get off the phone and I say goodbye to you, what are you going to go do?
Well, I just I got the power washer out. We got running water and a generator, so I'm going to start cleaning the mud up under the house. And then I've still got my business in Tallahassee that I've got to worry about. We don't have power there. That might be a while, too. So just, you know, got employees that need to be taken care of, and we just go about our, just start putting things together.
Yeah. In a way, I guess you might feel lucky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a house. You know, some of our neighbors don't.
Yeah. Well, look, I hope you know the rest of the country is watching, pulling for you and your neighbors. Best of luck to you in the next few days and months.
Thank you.
Sean Kearns, one of the lucky ones in Alligator Point, Florida.